Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A good day program for the last day of May. The 31st is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of conversation with my pal Jay Kirshner. She's responsible for lots of things that happen here, not only a lot of the conversation, her own expertise. She's very good with social media. She helps put a lot of the ideas together and the things that we use as trailers, if you will, during the day at gooddayshow.com. The complete program is there every day, but then there's also the download where you can hear some of the important discussions of the day. For example, I think on the most recent download, we have the story of Russia issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham. Let's go get him. Right? The situation with Celine Dion.
Can you imagine, though, like,
yeah, right,
the reaction Lindsey Graham must have felt upon hearing this, that there's an arrest warrant?
Pretty important.
Yeah.
The Russians are after me. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Dr. Jack Stockwell talks on the recent download of the benefits of certain types of food, how to grill, the impact of carcinogens on your body. Talk about MS a little bit. Also on one of the recent downloads from this week, obviously we have conversation about Memorial Day, goes without saying. The Ed Ames story on the Tonight Show. Tommy Kreitler, our favorite home improvement person, discussing grass, not the kind you smoke. Although weeds and stuff, you know, grass, marijuana is a weed. And that's why they call it weed, because it is a weed. There are lots of people who smoke all kinds of weed. This is what's so crazy about how people and their approach to certain issues are so silly. You can smoke poppies. You can smoke dandelions.
Wasn't that something where a lot of people who have eaten a lot of lemon poppy seed muffins will then test positive in certain drug tests?
Right. Poppy seeds are the same as, you know, as grass isn't really grass. It's a weed. But then it became, because it moved up the chain, I guess, the food chain. So instead of being a weed, it's now classified as grass. All right. So there's more. The more the merrier, isn't that what they say? Fewer the better the fair. Also, a lot of discussion about the heat wave. Hey, I got to tell you something. I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. There's a big... there's a big. I don't have to tell you anything. We can just sit here and BS for the entire hour, but that wouldn't be as productive as talking about some of the issues of the day, the questions that we have, things that matter to you. This fire in Nova Scotia yesterday... As I was out on the tractor, I was breathing this air, and you could see, especially as the sun went down, the air was thick. It was much worse yesterday than it had been the day before, of the smoke coming down the east coast from Nova Scotia. It's traveled about 1,000 miles, actually a little more than that, and it has affected people. If you've got asthma or any kind of a COPD situation, and if you don't, just breathing that stuff. Well, give me, I was coughing all like this. Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It was really. And this morning, the air is filled with mist because there was a fog last night. And in the fog, because the temperature of the ground I was warming up and the air was kind of cool, so that creates a fog. And in the fog is this smoke still. And you can even see it. I've had all the cars and trucks washed here in the last week or so on the farm, and all this stuff is now just back and laying on it. It really is something to behold, and not something good. It just is something that is, it's, what the heck do you do about it? It's something. We seem to have more and more of these fires, too, all over the world, every year. Here's some interesting news. Those of you who follow tennis, there's a two-time Grand Slam champion named Gabriel Munza. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Pretty close to that. Something like that, anyway. She was she just finished a match in 2021, and this fellow came down from the stands and asked her for a selfie because he said he was a big fan. And she said, sure. So she took a picture with this guy, and this weekend she's going to marry him. Said that was kind of cute, right?
That is.
She says they took the picture. They didn't. She just, you know, the picture was taken, and then she went her way, and he went his way, and then they met out on the street just by coincidence. Except there are no coincidences. These two were supposed to get together. I firmly believe that, and so they have. And now she seems externally really happy. And that's the way you're supposed to be.
Well, but, and we've seen this with cool other celebrities thing. Who meet people who are non-celebrities and eventually end up together.
Yeah. Nicely done. Very nicely done. Okay, so the AM radio thing, still on people's minds, I think because there isn't a bill yet. And in fact, some of these phonies on the House Communications Subcommittee, including the chairman, who's a guy named Bob Latta, who's from Ohio, he says, I'm not so sure I want to support this AM radio mandate. I don't know that we have all the facts. Now, consider that Latta is from a state that has four huge car manufacturing facilities, including one not far from you in Cleveland, near the airport. Right? There's an engine manufacturing plant by the airport. There's a couple of, in Lorton, there's a couple of assembly plants. I think a GM assembly plant. Anyway, so I'm guessing this guy is from a district where there's a car manufacturing plant, and the people who run whatever, I think it's Ford, who run the plant have gotten to him and said, hey, come on, not so fast here, pal. So he says, I'm going to listen. He's one of four members of this committee that's going to have a hearing on the issue early next week. I will not decide whether to support the AM for Every Vehicle Act until I hear testimony from car makers.
What about the public who you...
No, don't worry about them.
That's
not worried about those guys. Just let's hear from the people who are contributing to my campaign. All right, let's go to Colorado. This is the second time today we've been to Colorado, where a high school student was told she couldn't wear her Mexican and American flag at the same time. So obviously, the last name is Willazano. I think that's obviously Mexican. So she's announced she's going to sue the school district because they rejected her decision to wear the sash. Why did she even ask him? Why didn't she just do it? One side is the Mexican flag, the other side is the American flag. Not that I think that's a great idea, because if you're an American, then you are American. You left Mexico, you came here. Well, anyway, but that's kind of a subtext to the real issue of the school saying you can't wear it. And then she says, okay, I'm going to sue you. And the court issued a temporary restraining order to keep her from being able to wear the sash, right?
This is well, and I don't think she herself is an immigrant. I think she was born here. Yeah, and I think she just wants to honor her heritage, which when you do the graduation stuff, typically the only thing that you can alter is the top of the cap. You are not permitted to wear a lot of additional stuff, so she would have had to get permission. And the thing is, they are letting some Native American students and Pacific Islanders wear something that they have permitted them to do something, but they're not letting
her.
So it's one of those, it's one of those, well, they can, but you can't situation where if they just said no across the board, it might not be as big of an
issue. Safer ground. Yeah, right. All right, well, listen, there's always a little bit of, what do they call it, tit for tat, give and take, that sort of thing. The people who are trying to start this third party, you know, we have red states, we have blue states, and now we have purple to represent the no-name third party, which is getting a lot of attention. And I really think that there's a message here, and there's also a reason to try to separate yourself from Joe Biden and Donald Trump. A lot of people want to do it. And even though, let's see, the last election, I think 8.678% of voters cast ballots for third party and write-in candidates. The Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, who was a lightweight, he got most of the national vote. The Green Party nominee got some votes, too. But now we've got something that is different because those names, nobody knew those names. Now we've got people who have heft. Kristen Sinema, Joe Manchin, and many others, actually, who are now signing on to this, who will maybe be a significant challenge. The problem with, according to the Democrats anyway, is they say that any of these third-party people will lean Democratic, or at least toward that side, so they'll take votes away from whoever the Democratic candidate is and give Trump a shoe-in. Well, I don't know. I think that's a case that'd be hard to make. Frankly, maybe that's because my own preference is that we have more parties, more people running, give everybody a chance that wants to take a shot at this and not be bullied out by the Democratic National Committee or the Republicans or the, you know, Trump can bully you out on his own. He doesn't need the party to do that. But a recent exit poll, the last election, found that there are a lot of people who want a third party. And you can see that, you can feel it, you can sense it. Not that it hasn't happened before, because it's happened a lot, because people are ticked off at the party hierarchy and how they run things, because if you don't think Joe Biden is a product of the Democratic Party hierarchy, then you've been asleep for the last 4 years. He was completely a made-up, he was like pushed in a wheelchair without being in a wheelchair. He was the choice of the Democratic National Committee and the people that run it, not the people's choice, but the Democratic Party's choice, because he had more of the things that they liked, and it didn't make any difference what you wanted. He was the man because they liked him. So let's see where that goes as we move forward. 18 after on Good Day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the numbers, some of the ancillary stories. At number seven on the people list is Lauren Boebert, who is a congresswoman. And it used to be that she and our pal Marjorie Taylor Greene were friends. However, this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene called Lauren Boebert a little bitch on the House floor.
Nice. Did you see the video of the two of them going at it?
I think it would be a good wrestling match. How about we put them in a cage?
They had a fight. They were fighting, not physical fight, but the arms were pointing. Right. And the speaker, whoever was running the session, was trying to get them to shut up. Would you please sit down or get out or go to the back of the room? And
I've donated to you. I've defended you. But you've been nothing but a little to me. And you copied my articles of impeachment after I asked you to co-sponsor them. Okay, Marjorie, we're through, she said. And then they kept going on with their accusations back and forth with each other. I'm sure it was, I didn't see the video. But then afterwards, Ms. Boebert made it clear. She said, I want to make sure everybody understands Marjorie is not my enemy. I came here to protect her and our prosperity. Right.
Yeah.
And to get rid of those Democrats who are destroying our country.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Let's turn it all over to congresspersons such as them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we pay a lot of attention because it's great fodder for conversation, frankly. You look at the Hunter Biden plea deal, which is number two this week, and I think most of us can agree
whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Democrats weren't so out there as the Republicans were. But that was that's when you get right down to brass tacks and pointing fingers of guilt and how people are treated, that guy is obviously the son of the president, and the son the president made sure that his son and son, I mean, I can't see it any other way. Do you? What a sweetheart deal. Well, Hunter Biden pled out for all the things that he's been charged with. Instead of, you know, there's no trial. I don't want to be embarrassing my father. I think that's what was going on behind the scenes, where his father said, "You can't embarrass me, so make a deal."
Right,
and
it's the son. You know, it's the son. Yeah. It's not Biden himself. It's his son. And
well, there's some people who say
but the point is, they're all scoundrels.
Yeah,
and they're scoundrels to different degree, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of but what aboutism going on. Well, what about this? Well, how about that? Well, you know, two wrongs, three wrongs, four wrongs. How many wrongs make a right? I cover all this in my work. These charts right. are charts of what's being talked about in this format. These are not necessarily the most important stories of all time. These are what people are talking about. But I'll be very honest with you. Personally, I think much of this is crap.
You know what? I'm looking at some of the things, thinking back on some of the things that both Boebert and Green have said, you know, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. I remember once, I think that she's made statements about Muslims for sure, but she also said the fires in California were started by a space laser.
Yeah, a Jewish space laser.
Right, 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says the federal government has a, quote, vital role in regulating abortion. But in a speech to a conservative audience Saturday night, Trump declined to be specific about what that role should be. A number of other Republicans running for the 2024 presidential nomination have called for tough federal restrictions, if not an all-out ban on abortion. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board. Human remains have been found in the California wilderness near the area where actor Julian Sands went missing. Police have been searching for the missing British actor since he disappeared while hiking in January. Some damage is being reported in Indiana after a suspected tornado hit the central part of the state. Thousands of customers were without power on Sunday. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Love this. Not only because I love it. Love it spoonful.
Crank this up, James. Young girl's heart, how the music can free her. Whenever it starts and it's magic. Magic! The music is moving. It makes you feel happy. It'll be like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. You believe in magic. Yes, I do. I believe in spirit. I believe in magic. I'm not sure I would call it. When I have these conversations with my friend Uri Geller, it's not about magic, although it is kind of magic. There are a lot of different, he calls it synchronicity, whatever it is. There are things that happen that are unexplainable. For example, if you were looking into the, this was the southwest sky last couple of nights, you would have seen the crescent moon. You would have seen Mars, like you could throw a rock at it. It's so bright. And I believe the other planet is Venus. Am I correct with that, Jay? I believe that that's what
you are, yes.
Is in the
they
sky.
They were all very close to each other.
Yep. Yeah, very. It's cool to see that sort of thing. And that seems like it's magical. The fact that we are here on this planet is magic. The fact that we exist and our bodies are what they are, it's magic. All this stuff is magic. The fact that you can create with another human being a third human being, just think about that. Mind-boggling. Magic. You get together, two people get together, and from it comes a third. How about that for magic? Yeah. All right, here's something else that's kind of magical. The blue whales have returned to California, and there are lots of them. As a matter of fact, levels of whales, the number of whales, haven't been seen like this since way back in the whaling industry. So they've been around. I know many of us take, I love to go out. If the weather is good and the sea is calm, I'll go out on a boat and take a nice long ride just to see things. We all have those whaling, you know, you go, have you ever done that, Jay? Gone on a whaling ship to go out and see the whales?
I've gone, I've driven places where there's always like a stop off, a lookout where you can see a lot of the whales. There's, yeah. You can just like look over out into the ocean and you see a bunch. what is it in Maui, when
yeah.
you are going to
around all the
traveling
islands.
From like Wailea to Lahaina, there's a little stop along the way because Lahaina was a big whaling village back in the day.
Yeah. Well, New Bedford, Massachusetts was. The East Coast had its whaling centers and New Bedford was the biggest. But they killed so many of them, they'd kill them and take the blubber and use the whale oil for, you know, powering lights and ships and lots of other things. All right, so these are the largest animals on the planet. And they have returned to coastal California in huge numbers. Sightings on these whale-watching trips, very common. Nice. And the impact of, sometimes there have been problems with ships actually striking the blue whales. They have a big population. You got to look out for them. I don't know. There's got to be radar that these sophisticated modern ships have that would tell you where the schools are around them, and then they avoid them. At any rate, commercial fishing tackle, sometimes they get wrapped up in that, and that takes a toll on them. I just think that it's kind of cool that there are as many as there are. There are people who have actually counted the number of blue whales that travel up from Mexico to the California waters every year by the thousands, right? There may be 25,000 or more of these going up and down the West Coast. It's like taking the train from San Francisco to Los Angeles. It's very cool, and they are very cool. So if you get a chance to go see them, you probably ought to take that opportunity. All right, well, while we're in California, this is not so good. We had good news from California, not so good news here. A couple of children were killed on one of the freeways. They ran into the traffic to get some fallen luggage that came off of their car.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
16-year-old Amy Beltran and 10-year-old Alan Aguilar were retrieving a piece of luggage that had fallen from the car in which they were riding. The mother pulled the car over to the shoulder. Now, this is near Mar Vista, which is actually where my children live, down on State Route 78. And in California, you don't do that. You just don't.
No.
You don't do it on any big highway, but especially with the craziness of what happens on California highways. Investigation continues. Apparently the person that ran over them is not, I don't see where that person's identified, but the mother was charged with driving under the influence. Oh, my God. Vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, child endangerment. She deserves to get whatever she gets. The father and an aunt said that there were four other children in the car at the time of the accident. They've been homeless, this family, sleeping in the car. And they were on their way to buy a present for Father's Day. Jeepers. I mean, what do you do with that? What do you do with it? And what do you do with that information? Mm-hmm. All right. So,
this is good. Good news. That,
actually, before we get to something, you know, we were talking about this guy who had a hit and run history in California. He went to prison, he got out of prison, and now he's done the same thing in Minneapolis. Well, here's one. There was another one of these crashes. A guy who doesn't like Google. So he takes his car and drives it into the New York City headquarters of Google and hurts three employees. Right? He had been for years torturing people because of their use of Google. So he crashes a car into the New York City headquarters of Google.
Yeah.
Drives up on the sidewalk.
Three pedestrians.
Yeah.
Way into the building. One was a 12-year-old child.
Nuts.
The other two adult women, 50 and age 47.
Hmm. I don't know. Okay, here's something you might consider this to be good, or you might choke on this, Jay. There is a special giveaway for those of you who are Trump fans. Special giveaway right now. There's the MAGA make America. Well, it's not MAGA anymore. It's MAGAGA. That's me. That's more fun.
Yes.
Apparently, the folks in the Trump campaign are giving away 250 complimentary Trump knives. Okay. These are collector's edition knives. So you can grab your complimentary Keep America Great Trump knife. You can go. You get them free. You have to pay for shipping and handling. And it's all over a couple of the Trump sites. Right? That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Well,
is
who
it?
Doesn't like free kitchenware?
I suppose. Is that what this is? Kitchenware. A Trump knife. Right. Okay. Well, listen. That could be. You know, I'm so distracted by that story of those kids. I'm not sure where to go. You know what the best thing to do is? When Walter Cronkite said this, when I was in college, we had the International Radio, the Intercollegiate Radio Association that I belonged to, and we went to New York every year for a conference, and Walter Cronkite was the guest speaker at one of our conferences, and one of the youngsters said, what happens when you get stuck and you don't know what to do between one story and another? And he looked at the kid and said, go to commercial. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
There we go. Ba 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 ba. Adventures. Got the theme from Hawaii 5-0. It's a great summer tune, for sure. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so I found a couple of good things, Jay. A couple of good things. First off, the grandfather who won an arm wrestling contest, right? He started arm wrestling 3 years ago. He got sick with COVID and almost met the Reaper. And now he's back at it. He researched on the Internet how to get involved with arm wrestling. And then he joined the local arm wrestling club as soon as the pandemic was over. He said members were all different sizes and shapes and ages. Friendly group. His first few bouts ended with humiliating defeat. But anyway, he figured out he had a talent for this. He was a lifelong gym member. He had a strong physique. But that doesn't gain... That's not how you win at arm wrestling. It's great to be strong. You see some of these men and some of the women who are huge and strong and have big muscles. But you got to train the right muscles in order to make this work. And he figured that out. And now he says, I'm the European gold medalist. And that feels pretty special. I guess it probably would. He competes all over.
All that hard work paid off.
Yeah. Those tiny muscles in your arms, it's great to be strong. I think strength is fabulous. Great on men and women. But for the arm wrestling thing, you got to... I know it looks kind of silly when you're doing some of those exercises in the gym. But it just, you know, you got to do it. You got to see both men and women. I've seen men and women who have the forearms. Is it? Yeah, these huge forearms, and that's part of it. So good for him. Congratulations. Right? After figuring out what, you know, how can I occupy my time? A lot of people didn't know what to do with their time during COVID. This guy figured it out. Good for him. All right, here's something else that's good. Want to travel to Ireland? My friend Uri Geller, mentioned him twice this hour, has an island off the coast of Scotland. Now, there's news from Ireland today. They will pay you to live on one of their remote islands. I've been to Ireland, I think, what, 2-3 times?
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
It really is. It's cold most of the time, but the cliffs and the pastures and if you're on the coast, the salty ocean breeze that comes up. So now, the government of Ireland has announced this week that if you want to move to one of their remote islands, they'll pay you $92,000. It's called Our Living Islands. So in order to make people believe they're living islands, they got to get you to go live on the island. So their offshore island population has dwindled significantly. It's only 3,000 now. And so they want to build it back up again, and they figure it's worth an investment of $92,000. So if you want to go, contact the Irish Embassy, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you out. All right, there is more help from the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of the characters in the Entourage television show, which was on for several years, I think 3 or 4 years, produced by Mark Wahlberg, one of the people in Entourage, the brother of the main character, was called Drama. Remember that, Chucker?
That's Kevin Dillon, right?
It was Kevin Dillon.
I
yes,
like that show. I actually like the show a lot. I actually like the movie. I mean, you know, people knocked that show toward the end, but I enjoyed it.
It was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, good. Absolutely. All right, so why the Batman theme again?
Because this day in, I want to talk about this. This day in movie history, June 23rd, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman hit theaters amid the controversy of casting a comedian named Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne. Batman, Jack Nicholson, got a lot of money to play the Joker. Tim Burton was a relatively unknown director other than Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was a first forte into a serious live-action Batman on the big screen. I enjoyed it. I saw it. I ended up seeing it like 9 times in the theater. No movie was ever marketed more aggressively in my lifetime than Batman. There were 3 films in my lifetime, Doug, that really were game changers. Jaws in 75, which altered the way studios released movies from winter to summer. Star Wars in 77, simply because it was Star Wars and something completely different. And it was then Batman in 89, which changed the way movies are marketing and geared studios to basically get people in for the weekend opening. That's what they wanted. A lot of marketing dollars to get people into the opening weekend. And then hopefully films would have legs. But I remember like a month before Batman came out, Warner Brothers spent a lot of money running 3-minute coming attraction trailers on almost every TV station at the same time promoting this film. I'd never seen anything like it. I grew up in New York. Batman Batman logos on subways and buses, and 2020 with Barbara Walters did a one-hour special the night before it opened. The marketing was incredible, and it really changed. It was a game changer for both good and not so good.
Yeah. Well, so it continues. Look at the marketing right now for Mission Impossible. The more I look at this and get the hype, a $90 million opening, and I think it's next week, is it not?
It's mid-month. Next week we got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of hole Flash has week to week. I mean, there's so many naysayers looking for this movie to crash and burn, and a spin-off story, a negative story, but the reality is Warner Brothers, Variety reported that Warner Brothers is selling off $500 million in assets in their music and movie library, primarily themes to movies for $500 million. It's an older catalog.
Whoever
wants to buy. I guess Sony's has interest. It's older, so it'll be a little bit tougher, but that's really just a drop in the bucket of the amount of debt Warner Brothers is. And, you know, people don't realize, they think, you know, oh, it's a studio's been around for 100 years, like Warner Brothers, they have to be financially okay. But in this case, not so much. I mean, they have really, that's why they took that massive write-off on the Batgirl movie, trying to clean their books out and get the company right. But The Flash is good, will be, even though I think it's a very good movie, I thought it was very entertaining. I recommend people see it. Michael Keaton back 31 years later to play Batman. I think the guy's awesome in this film. I don't understand all the negativity toward it, but it had a weak opening.
It's got too much of the same. It's the same old stuff. Blow him up, kill the bad guy.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not, and it's going to be interesting this weekend with this new comedy, No Hard Feelings, with Jennifer Lawrence, tracking around $12 million. I mean, years ago, a movie like this would probably do a lot better. It's a $45 million movie. She probably got $15 or $20 million of that.
It's her movie. Wasn't it her idea?
I don't know how it came about. But, you know, this is a movie that would be what they call counter-programming. 5 years ago or before that, I don't know what you call it now. The studio that's releasing it is just probably praying it has a good or decent opening weekend, because it's so hard to cut through the red tape of all the superheroes.
I saw the trailer for it, and I like her a lot.
I wasn't
impressed with the trailer.
Well, it's sort of really edgy. But from what I read, it's not nearly as edgy as they're promoting it. Actually is a feel-good friendship movie, but they're promoting it in a certain way, trying to pull in a certain crowd.
They're sensationalizing, like, can I touch your weenie? You know, the kids.
Hello.
Got hot. Yeah, exactly. That stuff. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible. Look forward to. Well, that's what that's in the trailer.
Pulling like it's being, Doug.
That's exactly what I'm doing, Chucker.
I got it.
Got on that. All right, Chuck Curley. Hey, Curley, good Doug. Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, our movie moments on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.